Welcome to the AMD GPU Daily. Today is March 6, 2026, and we've got some exciting updates and technical insights directly from the world of AMD and GPUs. Let's dive into today's headlines. 1. AMD is preparing to implement a new feature called CPPC Performance Priority for Linux, likely tied to the upcoming Zen 6 processors. 2. The ASUS GeForce RTX 5080 Noctua Edition has been reviewed, showcasing impressive silent performance metrics, though at a premium price point. Now let's take a deeper look at these developments. Starting with AMD's new CPPC Performance Priority, this feature is a significant enhancement for Linux users, particularly for those who are managing CPU performance states and frequency scaling. The patches have recently been posted to the Linux kernel mailing list, indicating that this capability is in the works for future AMD processors, presumably the Zen 6 architecture. So, what exactly is CPPC Performance Priority? In essence, it allows users, or user space daemons, to set desired performance minimums for different CPU cores. This is particularly useful in scenarios where you want to pin critical tasks to specific cores while allowing less important tasks to operate on others with lower performance thresholds. This level of granularity in CPU performance management can lead to more efficient power and thermal management, which is crucial for high-performance computing environments and AI workloads. The implementation involves new attributes called floor freak and floor count in the AMD PState Linux driver. These attributes can be accessed via SysFS, allowing system administrators or user space applications to specify their desired performance floor values. This is a game changer for developers and engineers who need fine control over how their workloads interact with the CPU's power management features. Additionally, the presence of this feature is indicated through specific bits in the CPU ID registers, specifically bit 16 of EDX register for CPU ID leaf 0x8007, and the number of distinct floor performance levels supported will be advertised through bits 3239 of the MSR AMD CPPC Cap 1. This means that as developers, we will have a clearer understanding of the capabilities of the hardware we're working with, allowing for more optimized software solutions. As we look forward, it's worth noting that Microsoft Windows is also expected to implement similar support for CPPC Performance Priority. This alignment will help ensure that applications running on both operating systems can take full advantage of these new capabilities, paving the way for more robust performance in multi-threaded and high computation tasks. Now, shifting gears to the graphics side of things, the ASUS GeForce RTX 5080 Noctua Edition has made quite the splash in the market. This card has been lauded as one of the quietest graphics cards ever tested, which is a remarkable feat considering the performance it delivers. The collaboration between ASUS and Noctua has resulted in a card that prioritizes silent operation without compromising on performance or overclocking potential. What makes this card stand out? For starters, it features three NFA1225 G2 fans, which are designed with aerodynamics in mind to optimize airflow while minimizing noise. The engineering refinements in these fans are impressive, with specific blade curvatures and hub designs that enhance airflow distribution, something that will resonate with those of us who appreciate the technical intricacies of cooling solutions. The Noctua Edition also employs a custom heatsink that combines a vapor chamber baseplate with 11 heat pipes, ensuring that both the GPU and GDDR7 memory are effectively cooled. This design is not only about performance, but also about achieving that elusive balance of low noise levels, which can be a critical factor for enthusiasts and professionals working in quiet environments. However, it's important to note that this card comes with a hefty price tag of $1,699.99, making it a luxury item for those who prioritize silent computing. Its dimensions are also significant, measuring 15 inches long and weighing 5.9 pounds, so it's not a card for the faint of heart or those with smaller cases. While the performance metrics are impressive, with a boost clock of 2,700 MHz and a peak FP32 TFLOPS of 58.1, the trade-offs in size and cost may not appeal to everyone. The design, which features a unique brown and tan color scheme, is also polarizing. You'll either love it or wish for a more neutral aesthetic. As we wrap up today's discussion, the developments in AMD's CPPC performance priority and the ASUS RTX 5080 Noctua Edition are excellent examples of how the industry is evolving. The focus on performance management and silent operation reflects the increasing demands of both developers and gamers alike. Looking ahead, we can anticipate further innovations in CPU and GPU design that will continue to push the boundaries of performance, efficiency, and user experience. Whether you're developing AI workloads or gaming at the highest settings, these advancements will undoubtedly play a pivotal role in shaping the future of computing. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of the AMD GPU Daily. Stay tuned for more updates and insights as we continue to explore the fascinating world of GPUs and AMD technologies.